Let me tell you a little story. Down here in Washington, D.C., on Monday, where we've been broadcasting all week, it was warm and sunny and a holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Most federal employees had the day off. Yesterday, though, federal employees were also told to stay home, but it was not because of a holiday, it was because of the weather. Snow and falling temperatures caused Washington, D.C. to declare another snow emergency, canceling school and shutting down federal offices because of a few inches of snow. Yesterday, I and some members of the Commission for the White House Fellowships were visiting the snow-covered White House, which was not shut down. And in a short meeting with the president himself in the Roosevelt Room of the West Wing, this former resident of Chicago sort of rolled his eyes as he sauntered into the room and said that, quote, "I don't understand why my daughters are home from school today." In sort of a, "Why, when I was a boy" moment with us, he commented on the weather-induced government shutdown, noting that he has some experience with government shutdowns of a political nature, which he certainly does. In Chicago, he told us, the government would never shut down when the snow falls, but he admitted that in D.C., the horrible traffic effects of weather might justify the precaution. Todd Zwillick is here with me in the studio. When I was talking to you about the weather reports, you know, like 36 hours ago, you were saying nobody even listens to that. Wrong-o.
Well, I said that I don't listen to it because I've learned long ago in this town that there is a great deal of weather hysteria. You know, I'm not in the business of endorsing President Obama, but I will tell you, he is absolutely correct in his frustration in this regard. I used to live in Montreal, where, as a source of pride, nothing ever shuts down. But this town, I love my town. I've lived here a long time, John. It's pathetic. People freeze up. At least this government snow shutdown had some snow. A couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of inches of rain, and people panicked. And on my way down to the studio to talk to you today, two people on the street in full snow suits, jumpsuits as though they were about to get on lift 6 down at the ski slope. And there's a couple of inches of snow on the grounds. I love my town, but Mr. President, gosh, you're right on this one.
Do you remember Snow Day in Montreal? A historic day when everyone shut everything down?
No, in college there was only one shutdown my entire career, and it was because of temperature, minus 40, not snow. However, Hershey, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, we had a couple a year, and they were the best. Snow up to our waists. I remember trudging through with my sister. There was a tennis tournament in town, a semi-professional tournament. We used to be ball kids for the tournament. It didn't shut down, and we had to walk 4 miles in the snow to get there, but we did. We trudged through with my mom to be on the court on time.
young geezer Todd Zwillick, also takeaway Washington correspondent on memories of snow days. Thanks, Todd.
Sure.
So what kind of community do you live in? A snow-averse, emergency-prone, snow-days-are-us kind of place like Washington, D.C., or a tough, never-shut-down Chicago, Montreal-like place where a snow day was more memorable, a bit of history? Lester Laminack wrote the book on the joys and memories of snow days, quite literally. Lester is professor of education at Western Carolina University and author of the children's book, Snow Day. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
How magical are snow days, and why do you think this book really, really connected with people?
I think it captures the fascination with the potential of a snow day more so than the actual day itself. When the weatherman calls for snow, and children start anticipating that day off and the things they're going to do. And when I wrote the book, it was prompted by a remark made by a fourth grade teacher who was upset with the weatherman because he had called for snow and it didn't happen, which got me to remembering my own snow days as a child and as a teacher, and I was fascinated by the notion that the teachers were just as excited by snow days as are the children. So it was something that captured that imagination.
Where did you grow up, and where are the memories of your snow days from?
I grew up in Alabama, in the northeastern corner of Alabama, the highest elevation of the state and pretty far south. So you didn't get very many snow days, and when we did get a snow day, it was a magical event. My Aunt Betty would wrap our feet up in plastic bags and put rubber bands around them and trudge us around town just so we could see it all. And it only takes a few flakes in Alabama to close school.
So you're definitely from the snow-averse part of the world. But there is a magic in the South where snow is a possibility. But it's also possible that you could grow up and never see snow in your own backyard, right?
Now, that's true. No, currently I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and we have a few snowflakes this morning and some pretty cold temperatures for what people think of the South. And we see a good bit of snow here in the mountains.
And, you know, the snow day for an adult is very, very different than a snow day for kids. Snow days are all about, like, going outside. For adults, it's all about child care.
That's absolutely true. We'll have schools that are closed, and, you know, I'm sure the first thought in the parents' mind is, what do we do with these children today?
We're talking with Lester Laminack, who wrote the book Snow Day. I don't want to get all public radio on you here, and it seems as though... even in a moment of climate change, we've seen a lot of polar vortexes all over the east coast of North America. But are you ever worried that, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, people will look at your book and go, Snow Day? What's he talking about?
You know what? I'm hoping 50 years from now, 100 years from now, people are still looking at that book. That would be delightful. I'm not sure, because we keep talking about things happening with the weather, but snow keeps coming and it still gets colder. So I'm not sure what to think about this weather.
In your own Western Carolina University classrooms, how do kids respond, or how do students respond to the idea of what you wrote in Snow Day years ago?
I think everybody, regardless of age, finds a little thrill in a snow day and the potential of what that might bring. And then when the reality comes, it's a little bit of an issue. I actually was supposed to be in a school as a visiting author today in South Carolina, and they looked at the weather forecast for where I live and decided to postpone because they were concerned I wouldn't make it down the mountain. And they might have been right.
Lester Laminack wrote the book, children's book, Snow Day. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.